It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. When I hear about getting something for nothing, I get a bit suspicious. There's a new service called Wrap, W-R-A-P-P, that lets you give free gift cards from places like The Gap or H&M to your friends. For the exchange to work, both you and your friend need to get the Wrap app. Hjalmar Winblad is the CEO of Wrap.
You allow the app to access your data that resides on Facebook. And because you access the data you have on Facebook, where you have your friends, it actually then shows that data through the Wrap app. And by clicking on your friend's pictures, you can just gift at that person. And of course, based on the demographic on that person, very simple demographic like age, gender, and location, that is data that we are letting a retailer target.
Winblad says for stores, giving out gift cards is more efficient than buying ads or running commercials.
They actually rather give you the opportunity to give that money to the receiver, the friend you're giving to.
So instead of the newspaper bringing the product to the consumer, you bring the product to your friend. Alessandro Acquisti is co-director of Carnegie Mellon University's Center for Behavioral Decision Research.
We already know that ties between people in social networks can be a powerful channel for marketing of a product or a brand. This new application takes things one step further, effectively listing your friends as their own marketing agents.
There's an old saying, if you're not paying for it, you're not the customer, you're the product. Facebook is free with ads based on information you've given it. Google, same story. Wrap is after consumer profiles, data from you and your friend. Acquisti says those gift cards could be a great investment for merchants.
This data is being used to nudge consumers to buy products which otherwise they may not have felt the need to buy. As consumers, we actually end up paying twice. First with the data, but later on, actually with our pockets, due to the data that we have revealed about ourselves.
So are we at a point where we can now sell our data for $5 at The Gap? Acquisti says, if so, be careful about what happens once that sale's made.
In most of these transactions, the exchange is not a case where I literally offer you $2 for this specific type of data, and I give you a very specific contract about how I will use the data. It's more like I offer you some free good. Meanwhile, you as the consumer are not really sure about how this data will be used, and importantly, with what consequences.
Alessandro Acquisti at Carnegie Mellon. For the next segment, I'm joined by various pop singers here in the studio. Bee Gees, do you want to introduce the topic? You mend a broken heart with special molecules. Duke University researchers injected mice with microRNAs, molecules that allow damaged cells to regenerate into healthy muscle tissue. And it worked. So, in short, Tony Braxton, if you're a mouse with a heart problem, what do these microRNA things do?
Unbreak my heart.
Researchers say this treatment should be ready for people within 10 years. James Taylor, what might a doctor say then?
Your broken heart should need repair. Then I am the man to see it.
Quite a world. Thanks, various pop singers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com.